老杨说领导力。
Professor Yang talks about leadership。大家好，欢迎回到我们的节目，我是 Jenny，
我是老杨。
今天跟复旦 BI MBA 项目的杨教授，我们继续说说领导力 leadership 啊。
大家好，那 Jenny， 今天呢，我想问你。Let's take the situation of cross-cultural leadership today, right?
Cross-cultural leadership. 所有的 global company, 这是一个 buzzword, 现在都要 diversity, 多元化，然后 cultural awareness, 对吧？
Yes, yes, and global leadership is a big word.
好，你有什么样的一个 situation 要给我？
Yeah, now the common situation is here in China, we've seen that frequently, there comes a Westerner,Western manager starts out with his Chinese management team. And then pretty early, maybe even the first week, he calls for a brainstorm.
头脑风暴。
头脑风暴，对。And then he asks for, you know, he just says, basically, I want you having the, you're the experienced people here. Really, please tell me what the situation here is. Just bring me into the picture and we'll have a discussion. What will they say if his top management team is basically Chinese local guys?What is most likely to happen?
我自己有过很多这样的经历，然后跟朋友啊、同事的一些分享，基本上 the room is silent. 我们中国人比较含蓄嘛，所以在很多，特别是如果你说的比较新的一个国外的老板来了一个上司啊，在最初的这个互动里面，如果就是。我们大家来头脑风暴，很多时候就是我们会比较含蓄，就比较有所保留，不太敢讲很多的东西。
对对对。
然后这个时候外国人，其实很多外国人看我们有一个大的 cultural difference， 然后现在很多外国的leaders, managers 也知道，就是但他们会说 brainstorming doesn't work in China， 因为他们说中国人的学习习惯，中国人的 communication 沟通的方式都是大家比较被动的，不习惯在一群人的面前这个夸夸其谈，然后真实的说出自己的想法。所以我看到很多其实现在国外的 management style， 然后这个工作的方式也在改变。
对，
就这种到底我们怎么做这个 brainstorming， 或者我们到底怎么样来 来跟员工沟通，来知道他们的想法也在改变。
Yeah, sure. And I think things change. I mean, you have to be aware of that. What we're talking about here are leadership styles that change as the same way that food change. But like, just like the food, no, it doesn't always change very quickly. And what you find is that this, you know, open communication, you know, just starting to talk and doing some kind of brainstorming activities is more probably more suited to what we call the Western communication style than to the East Asian one.
对，所以今天我们讲了很长的一个例子啊什么的。今天整期节目的主题呢，就是很有意思的。老杨也一直自己在研究，就是The role of language in leadership, 对不对？就是语言的力量啊，在领导力、在管理里面，它所扮演的一个角色，可能更多就是一种，我们到底该怎么在一个 cross-cultural 这样一个团队里面来有效的沟通。然后老杨你知道吗，其实头脑风暴这个词 就 brainstorming 这个概念以前在我们中国社会里面不太有的。
我觉得是一个比较新的一个词嘛。
对对对，那因为我们一直中国如果说一个人哎呀他很会说的他其中也有点贬义的，就是会觉得对他只会夸夸其谈，就长着一张嘴。然后我们也有一些传统的观念，比如说那个棒打出头鸟，对不对？就你最好不要 stick out 一个人就在最前面。对。
So the biggest you don't have to speak because the biggest trees are the first ones to go when it starts blowing, right?
所以在英语里面也有这个说法哈。
Yeah, 对。But this what I'm thinking about is if you think about this, it turns out that when you learn to speak a language, you also don't only learn the language, but you also learn to whom to speak and how.
对，那种思维方式，对吧？
Yeah.
其实你刚刚讲到 brainstorming 的那个例子啊，在我自己的职业生涯里面也有很多次这样的经历。然后我通常发现我是那个会讲话的人，因为我觉得有一点就是，其实 brainstorming 的时候，你讲什么语言，这个也决定了大家 participation 参与的这个程度。如果boss 是外国人，中文都听不懂，那 大家 brainstorming 一定得讲英文，但是如果我们在做的英语又这个表达能力不是那么好，或者我们中国人都很谦虚，他觉得我自己 my English is very poor， 又不太敢讲。虽然他
跟我一样吧，就我用我的哑巴汉语说，现在参加一种brainstorm， 我觉得太可怕了。
有的时候是一个是担心，我说出来的东西，我的 idea 内容本身。好不好，够不够 impressive， 对不对？
Yeah, yeah.
还有一个就是我这个英语本身讲的怎么样。
Yeah.
所以其实有很多的因素我觉得都会制约，就是会让很多的 Western manager 他在用 brainstorming 这样一种沟通方式的时候在中国会碰到一些问题。
Yeah, yeah. And then what you see is that one thing is that this, of course, language skill is one thing, but what you see is that the most people are actually, people from different cultural backgrounds think of communication in different ways. How do you address a boss? How do you speak to a boss? How do you speak to your colleagues? What kinds of topics is it okay to discuss and so on?
Mm.
And all these matters actually are, you know, handled quite differently in different cultures.
你知道前两天我在和就是上海纽约大学 NYU 上海的一个教授在跟他聊天啊，然后他也是问我同样，他说啊，我就上课要跟同学们 open discussion 什么的 brainstorming， 中国学生都不太讲，然后他还说那我能怎么办？他说 how do I improve the situation？
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
然后我就想了一下，后来我就感觉到好像我们一直的这个教育啊什么的都觉得，特别是如果你的老师或者你的 boss 上司让你讲一个东西，他都是在给你一种 test， 就是说我们会觉得说哦，他让我讲可能他就在测试我知不知道正确的答案，我能不能说出来。但是在国外的很多，因为我在国外读书很多年，其实有的时候这个讲话 communication 本身它就是 the end goal， 就是一个目的，没有 right or wrong answer， 只是我们大家一起 participate， 我们一起集思广益，对不对？
Yeah, the whole point is to actually kind of what you said to get on the same page, right? So we just want to try to what I am thinking is this, and I would like to hear what you're thinking is this, and then we're creating a common reality. So we're both on the same page. It's not necessarily about asking questions and obtaining answers, right? It's a much more complicated kind of game we're playing.
对，其实对于很多就是像这种说 global companies 跨国的企业，我觉得 communication cost 这个沟通成本非常的高，就是因为。这个在沟通语言里面，它不同文化背景，对吧？那个大家的习惯 habits 和这个含义 implications 是非常不一样的。
Yeah.
我们讲了很多，而且现在可能很多的 case studies 都是 focus on国外的企业到中国会碰到这样的一些问题，然后双方中国的管理者员工和国外的管理者员工可以怎么 adjust 互相适应。那么现在越来越多我们中国的企业 going global 在国外有这个兼并有收购。
Yes,
同样的问题，但是是 the other way around,
exactly, exactly. So I remember when I first came to China to talk to managers, frequently I was consulted by Western managers because they found that the communication habits in China didn't work, right? And now you find exactly the opposite. You find Chinese companies who are establishing or buying companies abroad, and frequently they find themselves in the same situation.
老杨，我想问你啊，你有没有做过这方面的研究？就中国公司在国外遇到这种沟通的问题，是不是那种国外他买下来的公司里面的 manager 啊，然后 staff 很 eager 很热忱的说 let's brainstorm 就我很想告诉你我的想法，然后但中国的 manager 他的整个的沟通的方式管理的方式很不一样，他就非常安静的跟人家我写个邮件给你，或者我就 communicate 告诉你一下我们今天要做的这些 task， 我要什么 results。
Yes, they're handing out tasks.
不要 communicate 那么多。
You're right. So what they're doing is basically they're handing out tasks and they want very quick response, and I think that the Westerners waste a lot of time in talking, just gab gab gab.
Yeah, so 我一直觉得这也很奇怪，因为在中国我们比如说政府部门啦，或者一些国有企业，那领导都是很爱说的， 就经常有一个开一个会什么一两个小时，你也不知道他在说什么，他就是沉浸陶醉在自己说话的声音和魅力当中。这可跟美国的这种 business school 出来的文化很像。
They do, but I find in China as well, the employees and Chinese people in general are a little bit, as you said, a little bit skeptical about what's being said.
对。So
if their Lingdao is actually speaking for a long time, it's also sometimes almost okay to fall asleep.
对，很多就是在以前我妈妈她说，哦，单位开会我都在下面帮你织毛衣，所以我有很多毛衣都是 you know, she knitted them while the Lingdao is speaking.
Yeah, and it surprises a lot of Western managers that come here and they hold a speak and they've been thinking that this is about the content they've been preparing, right, before they come. And then they find that even some of the big guys on the first row are falling asleep. So,
还有一个你讲到这点，就是的，我就算一个 brainstorming session, 我遇到的很多 Western managers 什么，虽然 it's about talking, it's about getting ideas, 但是他们都有所准备, very prepared about what they're going to say, 有很多 evidence.
Yes.
有的时候他会觉得 为什么其他参与的啊，有一些中国同事来，也没有什么 preparation, 没什么准备。 没有什么 notes，大家好像就觉得，哦，讲话就是很 informal 的。那我们会感觉什么东西写下来才是 formal 的。你要来讲话，我就随便发挥一下。Very
different, very different.
Expectation 很不一样，特别不一样。And
so you can imagine if you think of a company as consisting of communication channels, because that's what a company is really about. You have information traveling back and forth between people, making you know decisions, asking for things to be done, and so on, then you could think of these different communication habits as huge filters that can make companies extremely ineffective after a while if you don't understand the communication habits of the people on the other side of the language.
那我毕竟还是个中国人啊，所以呢，上课的时候我特别想知道 right answer.
Yeah. Right.
或者我们说的没有一个正确的答案，但是有一些 best practice 或者有一个 key takeaway 杨教授可以给我们的啊。
Okay, well, I think there is here actually again a right answer. Chinese managers would like to know if they talk, have a kind of brainstorm-like discussion with their boss, they would like to for the boss to be very clear. Chinese employees and bosses want their managers to be very clear.
Clarity.
Yeah, clarity.
清晰,
yes.
要干嘛,几点,几点。
Yes, very clear. Western bosses and Western employees have a different game. They want to give their, or frequently they want to give their subordinates some leeway so that they want the boss, the subordinates want to show how good they are by coming up with their own ideas, their own suggestions, and so on.
就是西方的可能管理的视角会更多的给员工一些空间，一些leeway，对吧？让你在这个过程里面可以
yeah.
把你的想法说出来，让他知道一些他不知道的事情。所以其实我觉得其实 global leadership is about developing these cultural understanding awareness. 然后我们讲的最简单一点，我感觉真的就是 each other we need to adjust. 就是一个互相靠拢的一个过程。Yes,
and there is what I just want to add here. I'm using a lot of the insights about how the world looks like from a Chinese perspective by teaching Western managers Chinese style leadership thinking. It's extremely informative. It's very interesting, actually.
好，那谢谢老杨教授今天又跟我们分享了你这么多年来的一些工作，然后教育的一个感受和心得啊。讲到沟通非常的重要。那在你的课上呢，大家你的课都是 brainstorming
吗？基本上是。所以大家要积极踊跃的讲出自己的想法。OK，谢谢你。
我们下次再见。
再见。